Hey, Steve. This is from Eric Jensen. Hey, Steve, I've always relied heavily on you guys to recommend the best entertainment, and I was curious if you have checked out the new Jason Jones show, Detour.
I haven't. I see the commercials for it a lot.
That's Jason Jones from the Jon Stewart from the show, from The Daily Show. Mm. Also the husband of Samantha Bee.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's hands down the funniest thing I have seen since Peep Show. That's saying something right there.
You got my attention now.
I binged the first season, only 5 episodes, and at least twice I had the distinct feeling one of the writers was a listener. All right. Wondered if you would spot it too, either that or just a case of great minds thinking alike. That very often happens in comedy, as it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you kind of understand how to do it,
yeah,
you basically just deconstructing things.
Speaking of, did you see where Steve Martin is offering an online masterclass in comedy?
I did. I'm kind of interested in taking it.
So am I. just to
get his process.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he even says in the promo that he started out with no talent.
Right.
And he taught himself how to be funny. And that really is, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, you might have, as a child have learned how to do it to get attention or to divert attention or mm-hmm. whatever. But you had to, you teach yourself how to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
You're not actually born with.
Punchlines are
right. I mean, it's like learning how to play a guitar or something.
Right, right. There's a skill set that you can
learn
and refine.
Right, right. I mean, you really can.
Yeah.
And probably not everybody's as good. I mean, like, I can play guitar. But you can really play guitar.
Yeah, there must have been something in there already that connected immediately with the guitar. That, you know what I mean? There
right. And I think that maybe that's true with any talent.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, everybody starts out not knowing anything.
Yeah.
So there's still hope for you, Brendan, I guess is our point.
Absolutely.
I'm kidding.
Keep working at it.
All right. That's from Eric Jensen, charter subscriber. You guys are the best, Eric Jensen, charter subscriber. Thanks, Eric. I'm going to check that out over the weekend.
Boy. And that's, where's that going to be showing up?
That's going to be on TNT, isn't it?
TNT,
TBS,
yeah.
TBS.
TBS.
Yeah, TBS.
All right, I'm going to check that out, too. Funniest thing since Peep Show. Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Detour, it's called. Detour. I will check it out. You will, too, I guess.
Sounds like it.
We like Peep Show.
Yeah, we like that show.
Thanks for turning me on to that, man.
You're welcome.
Thanks for turning me on to that.
I'm so late to everything, but I did... I think I told you guys I watched the first season of that show Episodes with Matt LeBlanc.
Uh-huh, that's good.
That was good. I didn't know what to expect, but I actually laughed out loud at a bunch of stuff
throughout
that show. I mean, mm-hmm. that was good.
Yeah, is it 3 seasons? And then they stopped.
Is that what they did? Yeah, I don't know.
I think so.
And then he went and tried to do a show on NBC or mm-hmm. something.
CBS.
Yeah. CBS, but he should just stay with that, man. Because it completely rehabilitated Matt LeBlanc as somebody that's cool.
Right.
Like, able to laugh at himself. And
I got to think there's that a lot of stars are like, get me something like that. I want to play myself.
Right.
And I want to be the butt of some jokes, mm-hmm. but I want to get my cool factor way back up there.
Yeah.
And
it was doing it, and then he ends up on CBS.
Yeah.
I didn't see the show, but I think it's already been canceled, right?
I think so.
I mean, I don't see any promos for it or anything.
Yeah. It had that look to it where it's going to be like.
Yeah. Like, they saw episodes. Mm-hmm. Some TV execs saw episodes and went, yeah, let's get Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah, he's doing well. That's good.
And then as they do in episodes, they take everything that worked and they fuck it up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they give him a ton of money so he can't say no.
Right. So episodes really predicting what was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And Episodes was on
Showtime.
Showtime, yeah.
Which is part of CBS.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they probably had an option and
they
exercised it and it was for a ton of money and
mm-hmm.
they fucked up Episodes.
Well, I don't know how the other series, the seasons 2 and 3 end up, but that was a fun little first series and it was only like 7 episodes and I'm cool with people keeping the quality control way high if there's not as many episodes. And that's an English thing, and I thought they brought it over to episodes pretty well. And I thought fucking John Pankow was fantastic in that as the
yes.
the insane head of the network.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's actually 5 seasons of it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's going to be 5 seasons, I guess.
Hmm.
There's another season coming.
All right. Well, maybe he's doing both. I don't know.
Yeah. It looks like it.
Well, I hope they find, you know, I mean, because like I said, I would have been perfectly content with that one little 7-episode story arc. I just mm-hmm. thought it was great.
Yeah. No, you should watch the rest. And it appears that there's going to be a 7th season. Did I say 5th?
5th. Okay.
5th is what I meant.
Yeah.
Huh. So. In 2017. So that's good.
All right. Good to know.
That's good. Yeah, Merck.
Merck.
That guy plays Merck.
Yeah. He's super funny. He just caught a number of things on that show caught me off guard, and it was his performance was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pankow was his name? Is he related to the...
He's the brother of the guy in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah, the brother of the trombone player.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I did not know that. John Pankow, yeah.
Yeah, look at him. They look alike.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, absolutely. When you said that, I was like, huh. Looks like that, like the guy in Chicago.
Yeah.
Wow, cool. All right. Okay, so our work is done here, I believe, for today. And I'm going to finish it off here. And then on the other side, it's the whole Buzz Kilman debacle.
Uh-huh.
Which, I mean, really wasn't a debacle.
What the hell?
It was a Don-bacle.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to think that he did it on purpose.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Thanks. Yeah.
But I don't think he did. But it worked out fine. I mean, we got a lot out of it.
Yeah. So everything's great.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. Maybe you're a genius.
Thank you. Finally. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. That's great.
I don't mm-hmm. really know. You know, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Jury's still out. Couple more mistakes yeah. like that. Genius mistakes like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I got a shot.
Right now, you just seem like a bit of a fuck up.
A little from column A, a little from column B.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, but that's how you get genius.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, doesn't
uh-huh.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Edison didn't, you know, wake up inventing the light bulb. I mean, it took him a while.
Right. His mind was going in all different directions.
Einstein didn't come up with the theory of relativity in third grade.
And I mean, we have to consider the words of Edison when we're talking about Donnie mm-hmm. and all the many mistakes he made. And when Edison went through 100 items to find the correct filament for mm-hmm. the light bulb, rather than say, fuck, this is not uh-huh. working, he said, there's 100 things that don't work.
Right.
Okay, and this frees me up again. And that, mm-hmm. so, you know, there's 100 things that I've done wrong. And... Maybe that's a similar.
Yeah,
you know.
It's more than 100, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So mm-hmm.
It's more than 100 things, right, Don?
It's yeah. So Edison is the guy that owns the electric company. Because he overcharges everybody.
Yeah, he did for a while. Yeah,
man.
Yeah. All right. Well,
it's just fun to be here.
Yeah,
it's great.
All right. Well, thanks for thanks.
Oh,
you people are going to hear the handiwork.
Mm-hmm.
Following this.
The Steve Dahl Show is done right now.
Kind of a funny thing. And that's what we do.
Ideally.
Yeah. Sorry, I got a mouthful of a protein bar here.
Yep.
Almost gone. So Brendan says to me, he goes, you know, you're responsible for a death hoax. And I'm like, what? Well, either you or Donnie. It's Donnie.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Great.
Death hoax.
He posted a sample of today's podcast at our Facebook page. This is what it says. Cherishing the memory of Buzz Kilman. How do you think that doesn't make people think he's dead?
Oh my God.
You idiot.
Donnie.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's currently alive. Right.
Uh-huh. Oh my
Cherishing God. The memory of Buzz Kilman throwing a donut at Brendan, one of the highlights of my time in radio. And it makes it seem like it's me.
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.